The idea of a state-run program modeled on the New Deal-era Works Progress Administration that would create jobs for unemployed and underemployed residents to stimulate the economy is catching on in some quarters. At the beginning of summer, 109th District New York State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey and fellow Democrat Senator Rachel May of the 53rd District borrowed a page from FDR's playbook, looking to create a Works Progress Administration. Fahey says it would be a short-term public jobs and works program to put unemployed New Yorkers back to work, specifically targeting
low-income, low-wage workers, youth, again, the millennials and younger, as well as people of color.
According to Fahey's office, roughly $92 billion in today's dollars was invested in infrastructure and cultural projects in the 1930s. At its peak, the WPA employed nearly 3 million people. Senator May says the impact is still felt today in parks, infrastructure, and art.
If we have a new WPA, it will employ people the same way in meaningful jobs of lasting value. As in the 1930s, we have to marshal government resources to boost employment, and this bill can position us to do it strategically.
In July, Massachusetts State Senator Jamie Eldridge and Representative Dan Sina, also Democrats, filed an act to establish the Massachusetts Works Progress Administration program with the same intent, to prioritize communities disproportionately affected by unemployment. Fahey and May have now joined forces with their Massachusetts counterparts, hoping to boost popular support.
We couldn't be more thrilled with this new partnership that we're hoping to grow quickly.
Eldridge says as a result of the pandemic, record-breaking numbers of Massachusetts and New York residents applied for unemployment insurance, driving unemployment rates up to record levels.
Right now, state legislators need to be bold. It's looking like the next round of federal stimulus will not happen. And so we need to take leadership at the state level.
Sina says the Massachusetts WPA bill has four components.
One of them would be to create jobs. The second would be to require skills are available for those individuals. The third would be continuing environmental and economic benefit from the project after it's finished. And the fourth, that it can be staffed with minimum delay.
Joe Kreisberg is president of the Massachusetts Association of Community Development Corporations.
It's always a little bit of seeing the opportunity within the crisis. If the federal government comes to the rescue, that'd be great. But we're going to have both federal and state programs and initiatives.
Fahey envisions the New York WPA as part of a multi-pronged solution to multi-pronged problems, including the COVID economic upheaval, social unrest, and unemployment. Fahey says the bill is in committee. Eldridge's office says the language of the Massachusetts version is being fine-tuned. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.